Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots to the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphreys is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you have any finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs, hey, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is another beautiful day on Ron Siegel Radio. National Bubble Wrap Day today. I guess if you're thinking about moving as we are close to the end of the month, you might be thinking about bubble wrap, protect your belongings. But if you are not moving and you're not thinking about bubble wrap, you could be thinking about National Croissant Day. And I'm going to harass my friend Brent here because don't get your croissants at Starbucks. In fact, I'm wondering whether I should even continue to visit Starbucks, to patronize Starbucks. Have you heard what their lunatic CEO is up to this time?
No.
Well, how about this one? Let's hire 10,000 refugees. And I have no problem with refugees, but he's putting them ahead of veterans. Now, that's one area that I have no compassion for. Yeah, I don't know about that concept. And it's all because of his political correctness. He's got to weigh in on the events of what the president is doing. He's another one of those loony liberal CEOs. Just a thought right there. That is my personal opinion. I share it every day. Yeah, think about what's going on. Yeah, you got to love listening to the loony liberals right now. And there's a lot of Ashton. You know, so I think his mom put too many letters in his name. Maybe take off those last three letters. I don't know. did you listen to the Screen Actors Guild Awards last night? Yeah, no, me either. I wouldn't even want to patronize them at all. It's just amazing how you listen to some of these loons that have no clue. Think about this. They make their living in a world where someone else tells them what to say. And then they go on stage thinking that they can say something on their own. Not right there. Obviously, we heard what happened with Madonna. Miss Irrelevant. Well, I don't want to harass Paul Salata because he's got the Mr. Relevant program every year here in Orange County. So I don't want to conflate Mrs. Irrelevant or Miss Irrelevant or Irrelevant Madonna Irrelevant. I mean, that's her last name. I guess you forgot how to say that. Think about some of these loony liberals, loony actors and actresses. You think about this concept. Have you noticed that most of them or many of them nowadays, they can't even remember two names? Like Madonna. Yeah, Brent Humphries, very simple, right? Two names.
Thank you.
Doesn't go too far, right? I mean, smart, intelligent person, he can remember two names. Madonna, she can't remember the last name. Maybe that's why she has it that way. There's so many of them nowadays that, you know, you can't figure it out. But people listen to them anyway. Why is that? I just don't understand the concept. Have you ever noticed where majority of the comedians come from? If you listen to them and speak with them, many of them will tell you, right? They were screw-offs in school. They got trouble so often that's because they were making people laugh instead of studying. And that's who people are taking their intelligence from. Now, we're listening right now to all the loons. Now, we have 325,000 people come to the U.S. from foreign countries. And we've got 109 that have been detained. Interesting. And that's where we've got so much commotion about. Really? 109. There's more people stopping traffic at LAX right now because they're standing out in the middle of the car park there, and we're worried about that because of 109 people that the president said, following up on what President Obama did. Not like he's starting out from scratch. Following up on the lead given by President Obama with which countries are the problem ones. And that here, think about this. I mean, I just get baffled by this. There's 109 people involved in this. And the ACLU raised $24 million over the weekend. $24 million.
That's ridiculous.
And you wonder why people dislike attorneys? Think about that. I wonder if maybe the ACLU can possibly go out to the store right now. Do you think they can use some of that money and get some Kleenex for Chuck Schumer? Just the thought, because he's crying about the 109 people that are being detained, yet do you think that – I didn't see him crying at all when they had the mass shooting in San Bernardino, when they had the mass shooting in Florida. He wasn't crying then. I wonder what happened. Maybe you'll give him some Kleenex. Now, public service announcement coming up right here from Ron Siegel Radio. Get rid of the Lyft sticker off of your car. Use Uber. Lyft donated $1 million to ACLU. You think they're charging you much money? If they had $1 million to donate to the ACLU to fight Trump's immigration ban, I think they're charging us too much money. I don't have anything to do with them. I think I'll stick with my Uber app. Just a thought there. Unreal. Moving right along. Now, talk about some interesting scenarios. Now, you know that we're running our high trust senior symposiums. We had one a couple of weeks ago. Great turnout there, people with some great information. I know that we're going to be announcing the next high trust senior symposium location. We're just waiting to sign the contracts for it coming up at the end of the month. I have a feeling that John McCain might need to attend because I think he's definitely going a little senile. Thinking about this, I mean, he's having a problem with the ban that the president put in place, following up on President Obama's numbers, came out with this issue that it's not American to protect our own citizens. I wonder where that came from, especially in light of the revelations of what Iran just did. I haven't heard or seen any tweet from Mr. McCain about that concept. Just a thought there. Now, in contrast, the ban or the Obama administration program that allows for Iran to get nuclear weapons, part of that treaty that was allowing Iran to get those nuclear weapons was an idea that Iran was supposed to be not testing out ballistic missiles. Yeah, but they, you know, can you trust Iran? Obviously not, because they were just testing out ballistic missiles over the weekend. Think about that concept. I am searching the internet diligently. I am on my Twitter feed right now looking to see if I can find any commentary from Mr. McCain on that subject, but apparently, I don't know, maybe he's not up yet. I'm just kind of just watching what's going on. Maybe he can get some leadership. Maybe he can take some leadership as opposed to dealing with some of these own issues. Maybe we can get Mr. McCain to take some leadership in the United States Senate and potentially get some of the president's cabinet approved. Yeah, we're at 4 right now. President Obama had 9 on his first day in office. Yet, when Chuck Schumer wasn't out there crying on the podium, he's saying, well, we're not slow walking. Well, one of the people, 2 of them, are pretty simple. I mean, really, when you think about it, we don't know everything there is to know about Elaine Chao. She's already served in a cabinet. She's Mitch McConnell's wife, yet we couldn't figure out how to get that voted on. Senator Sessions, whether you like him or dislike him, he's been serving for, I don't know, 300 years. Well, maybe not 300, but maybe since the start of the union, he's been serving our country. Yet they couldn't figure out whether to vote yay or nay. Unbelievable, just watching what some of these people are doing. They are...
You're absolutely useless.
Absolutely useless. Just one person, one observer watching what's going on. I guess I should look into a little bit of the business world as well. Looks like 2018, according to Morgan Stanley, might be the year. Be interesting to see if 2018 is, if Morgan Stanley is correct. Talking about the Federal Reserve, they are expecting they will stop replenishing their mortgage-backed security reinvestments. Now, the Fed increased their balance sheet. They want to get rid of it. They've got the balance sheet is $4.2 trillion. That's the first thing about that. $4.2 trillion, and there's 9 people, 10 people who are accountable to nobody who make that decision to spend $4.2 trillion in mortgage-backed securities. Now, I understand it was battling the Great Recession, But don't you think there should be some better oversight to that $4.2 trillion? And now as they let that investment, they do that. As loans are paid off, as loans are refinanced, they just don't reinvest those funds. That's pretty simple. So what is that going to mean? That's going to mean there is going to be more supply. Because those people, when they pay off their loan, do you think they're paying off their loan to buy nothing? I am sure when we talk about real estate in just a minute with Brent, we don't want people to be buying nothing. We don't want to sell your house and put all those funds into a bank savings account or under your pillow. We won't have a place to put you, although if you sell your house and don't buy a new one.
Good point.
Just a thought there, right? So we want people to buy a new house, but the Fed's not going to be buying bonds. So that means there's going to be more demand of bonds. When there is more demand of bonds, prices go down. That means interest rates go up. Just the way of the world. Just a thought there for you. Moving right along. I guess we better get into some more fun real estate topics. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Brent Humphries is in the house. We never know where the conversation will go when Brent is here, but we may talk about a couple myths that are holding real estate buyers back, outrageous travel fees and how to avoid them, and some tax tips for millennials. We've got a lot to chat about today, so we're going to get right at it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, nearly 4.5 million people watched replays of Ron Siegel Radio last year. Were you one of them? Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990. so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, every time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. If you're ready to find that new home before somebody else does, check this out. It's a new app that we've got out for you. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Don't do it while you're driving. It's not legal. But when you get somewhere where you can do this legally, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. It's a free home finder app. You put in a few things that are important to you and tell it what's important to you. Is it important to you to figure out where the local coffee shop is? You know, I like the local wine shop, but everyone has their own issues. How many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, income level, location. And it's going to send you a text message whenever there's something new that fits your criteria. There's no advertising, though. Real great concept. Then once you do that, it's pretty simple. We put you in touch with a great real estate professional in your neighborhood. There's a couple of them right there. They're out there shopping because they've gone to NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. A couple of myths may be holding back buyers. We've shared these so many times, yet I still hear the exact same myths. And I wonder why people have the same misconception, where they're getting their news, where they're getting their information. No, you do not need 20% down payment to buy a house. Think about that. It is not necessary. No, you do not need a 900 FICO score to buy a house. It's not even possible. So think about some of these issues. You've got to get realistic. You get to buy a house, veterans. Zero money down. Now, I am not a real estate agent. I do have a license. I just go out and do it. Okay? But if you're a veteran and you're going to lease a house, your down payment is significantly less than by buying the house than it is if you lease the house. You get a down payment of zero. And if you've got a great real estate professional, they might even be able to negotiate all your other costs into that same zero.
Amen.
So you walk in. It's not something that any of us are giving you. You earned it. We thank you for your service. So don't go lease a house when you can buy one for your family. There are programs for as little as 3% down for the rest of us civilians. 20% is not required. There was a report by Fannie Mae. 76% of Americans either don't know, 40% are misinformed about the down payment required for a house. Think about that. Now, myth number two. First off, the myth is if you've got an 850 FICO score, you're looking at the wrong things because that's perfect, and your likelihood of you having a perfect score is slim and none and slims out the door. I've never seen an 850. I don't think it's possible to get an 850, but that's the range of them. And I can tell you this, the highest I've seen was an 838. It was a 80-year-old man, $23 million in assets, and never missed a payment in, I don't know, any decades. So it's very rare to see it. High scores above, in even 840s, you don't see too many. You don't even need a 780 to buy a house. Here's the statistics there. According to Ellie Mae, 54.7% of the homes purchased, 54.7%, are with FICO scores between 600, and you know you can get less than a 600 FICO, and 749. There are only 12% of the people who have a FICO score over 800 to buy a house. Think about that. You don't need those scores. I'm just saying, give us a call at 800-306-1990. Get that home buying process started by getting a loan application in. See what you qualify for. And at the same time, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564 and figure out what you qualify for, what you can really do, what's realistic for you and your family. So speaking about realistic, Brent Humphries is in the house again. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Love being here.
So we're going to chat about some mistakes people make. Is that
deadly
it?
Mistakes.
Deadly mistakes.
Got to have a catchy title.
You got to have, how do they say it bleeds, it leads. Right? So deadly mistakes. So let's get on it before we get deadly.
nice sound effect.
Got it. Well, you got to have some of those too, don't you?
Yeah. So over the years, I've buyers make, not my buyers, but okay, buyers who will call. So, I mean, I have listings in multiple counties right now. The phones are ringing. People call. And one of the questions I
have a sound effect for that. I have a sound effect. The
you should,
ringing.
Yeah. Play like the word irrelevant or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Merriam-Webster, irrelevant.wave. No, I have an opportunity to witness what buyers are saying and thinking, because when they call on properties and I provide the information they want, I always ask the question, are you working with an agent with whom I should be interacting right now?
Sure.
It's a little different way of saying it, but it's about ethics and all that. And when I listen to people, what I find overall is that they are not interviewing the real estate agent that they've committed to. They typically will work with the very first person that will respond to Zillow or Trulia or get back to them or text them at a weird hour, but they're not interviewing them. And I'm convinced that a good and unfortunate percentage of buyers are spending more time searching for where they can get the cheapest oil change on their car than they are where the person with whom they're going to trust $500,000 or more to plunk down a very significant financial investment, which is real estate.
And the funny part of that is, Brent, is that I have this conversation with folks all the time. One of the challenges with that is that the industry, the real estate industry, really doesn't do a fair as a the oversight portion. Does not do a best job for the consumer.
Agreed.
And here's the statistic. It takes 18 months of training to get a license to cut hair and 3 months to sell real estate.
Yeah. And hair will go back, but it's very difficult to undo a bad real estate investment.
Right, exactly. I mean, and that's the largest transaction most people ever make.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So failure to interview the agent, you know, asking them, how long have you been in the business? Is this a full-time job for you or is this a side gig?
Is this your hobby?
Yeah, is this your hobby? That's a great way of looking at it. If it's a short sale, have you done short sales before? Have you worked with this bank? Or
I can't believe
bank?
You're talking about short sales.
I've got one in escrow right now. <It's> amazing.
The king of puns is talking about short
oh,
sales.
Oh, short sales. Very good. All right. If you invite me back, I'll still come back. You're just getting me back to the Facebook Live.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly.
Everybody has an unflattering angle. You know, I'm just wherever I stand.
Mine's unflattering is like front, side, or back. That's in my case. That would be my unflattering angle.
People recognize me in public all the time. I'm like, don't answer that. How did you recognize me? You know. But failure to interview the agent is so, so important. Another one is failure to obtain simple and oftentimes free third-party reports. I remember representing a buyer on a foreclosure. Safer to say foreclosure than a short sale.
Okay.
Foreclosure. So who's the seller? A major lending institution that took the property back adverse. Have they ever lived in the property? No. Do they know anything about the property other than the address? No. So we don't have, in that case, a seller with whom we can interact about the home's history. But in 1995, and now it's free. You can go directly to LexisNexis database. You can order a CLUE report, Comprehensive Loss Underwriter Exchange. It's what all the insurance providers look at. That national database that insurance companies dip into and look for insurance history. That is a free report. And in this case, we discovered that there was a massive fire and casualty claim on the property. It had been rebuilt. But don't you think that most buyers would think that that's a material disclosure?
Sure.
And they could get it for free, but they often look at all, or they just say, you know, tell me where to sign. No, read the documents and make sure that your real estate agent is getting you more documents than care provides.
And the big issue there is a LexisNexis is a reporting service that, you know, every lawyer uses LexisNexis. They do a wonderful job in finding out information. So that's their whole business. So it's not like this is just a one-off thing for them. That's their bailiwick, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay.
So another one is buyers overpaying for a property. Now that sounds just so grandiose. Oh gosh, you know, why are we listening? You know, a deadly mistake is overpaying. Buyers overpay all the time due to lack of information about why the seller is selling. So when they're compares market comparables to figure out what a good offer would be, which is always looking backwards. What's happened? So what do we think this home is worth? How about look forward and look at Foreclosure Radar and other sites and look at 90-day mortgage rates? Because if that exact 3,487-square-foot, five-bed, four-bath home in the same neighborhood, five doors down, is about auctioned off at the courthouse steps, what do you think that does to the equity position when the buyer closes escrow? Suddenly, equity's changed.
And that maybe there's. I'm gonna take the devil's advocate side of that, Brent. I don't have a problem with that, right? If somebody wants to overpay because they want a specific property, specific location,
yeah,
and they've got their own reasons for it, no problem.
Right.
Just do it with knowledge that that's what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
You can overpay.
Don't do it based. I mean, I know a house in a neighborhood 6-7 years ago where the people paid $150,000 more than what they should have, and it was an all-cash purchase, and didn't care because it was exactly where they wanted their mom to be with the view that they wanted for mom, and there's only one house that meets that criteria.
Correct.
Right? It's a property there for finite, but do it with intelligence. Do it knowing that that's what you're doing, that, hey, I want that property, and I don't mind paying more for it than value. Because that's the house I want, the way it's laid out, the way the upgrades are, whatever it might be. Just do it intelligently.
Sure.
Make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And
we're going to continue with Brent Humphries on the deadly mistakes of real estate. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also be chatting about outrageous travel fees and how to avoid them and some crucial tax tips for millennials, and I have to articulate that properly, otherwise I get myself in serious trouble. You can reach any of our number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegelradio.com, the archives, you can get the audio version, or ronsiegelradio.com. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Outrageous travel fees and how to avoid them. This one would kill me. I'm glad I don't do cruises. Corkage fees. Holy cow. There's corkage fees on cruises, $15 to $20 a bottle for a corkage fee on a cruise.
That's something to whine about.
Absolutely. I think I'll do my whining in my stateroom, right? Because that way I don't have to pay a corkage fee in the stateroom. Baggage fees. You got to love this one. 13 main airlines in America made a combined $2,047,379. in revenue and baggage fees over the course of the year. How about carrying them on? Don't mention to my wife the idea that you can actually make the bags a little lighter and take a few less bags with you. Just a thought. Road trips, toll fees. Now, I don't know about this one because I know there's a lot of people that want to avoid the tolls. I'm not sure. Maybe Waze or Google Maps or Apple Maps will give you the route without tolls. You know, I like to just get there. I'm not a big person on staying in the traffic, so I'm not a fan of avoiding toll fees. I don't like paying them, but it's better to do that than to sit in traffic. Resort fees. This one is one of my biggest pet peeves. Resort fees. So I go to the hotel that I stay at out Coachella Valley all the time, and I'm there for business. I get there after the sun goes down. I leave before the sun comes up, and I've got a resort fee. What the heck am I doing? Charging? Now, it's an old hotel. It's like a Courtyard by Marriott-type property, and they call it a resort fee. I hate those things, but it is what it is. I'm sure that the guys are here somewhere.
It is what it is.
So there's just a few of those fees. Check in advance. That's the biggest issue right there. If you've got the resort fee, make sure you're checking in advance. See if the hotel has one. It's a big issue that they do with Priceline and some of these other aggregators where they charge those fees and they don't tell you about them. I went to a hotel in the past. Say, you know something? I paid for my room. It's all paid in advance. There was no notification of any add-ons. Deal with them. Take it out of commission. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation this morning with Brent Humphrey's deadly mistakes that home buyers should avoid. So we got to the interviewing of the agents. We got a clue, and we're overpaying for the property.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Well, another one on overpaying for the property. If you are a buyer and you're working with your buyer's agent, you can't pick up the phone and ask the seller what they'd be willing to accept, but you can have your agent run an MLS history or look at some of the third-party sites and see what the seller had been on the market for maybe the month before with a different agent or last year or last summer and see at what point they were willing to accept a different price.
So as a buyer, a non-licensed buyer, I couldn't go and ask the seller a question?
If you're licensed, you can do all kinds of things. But if you're licensed, you have an ethical risk. You know,
so as the so you're saying the buyer's agent can
right.
communicate with the seller directly.
No, so if I'm representing a buyer, I need to communicate with seller's agent.
Gotcha.
I can't pick up the phone and call the seller.
Okay.
Now, if the MLS and the confidential remarks is, you know, call the seller directly, leave a message for 3 minutes and then show, I can say, may I show your home at 11 o'clock?
Right.
That's about all I can say.
Okay. So, and these are just ethical issues. Those are things that one of the things I'm going to suggest is if your agent, if you haven't done as Brent suggested and you haven't done your interviewing and you hear that your agent is talking to the seller themselves, my question as a consumer advocate would be, if they're going to be unethical with them, why would I believe they're going to be ethical with me?
Good point.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
You got to look at it around, you know, both ways.
Well, in that scenario, then the agent is actually putting their license in jeopardy.
Right.
If they're willing to put their license in jeopardy, how much do they care about protecting you? They're not protecting themselves.
And their family.
They're leaving themselves exposed.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So we want to make sure we've got the ethics going. So, and that kind of goes back to your point one, which you can actually do some homework once you, even if you've interviewed the agent, you can do your own homework on the agent going on the California BRA site.
Yep.
You should see if there are any issues with that agent.
Absolutely.
Unless you've called Ron Siegel Radio and we've already done that stuff for you. Right?
You should have like a text agent, whatever it is and such, and then, you know, come up with their sales history and
sure.
Public views and everything. That's another thing too. Read the reviews. I mean, so often I'll be on the phone with a buyer working with another agent. In fact, this just happened last week. You know, are you working with an agent with whom I should be interacting? Oh, yes, we've got an agent that we're committed to. And I said, great, I'm not into stealing clients. Please tell me about that. You know, how did you select your agent? I'm just curious while we're talking. Well, they responded to my request on such and such online site. Have you ever gone out with them? Well, no, we haven't. We really like them. We pulled them up. They were an hour away, a different county from where family would spend $700,000 to $800,000. They had no access to our MLS, which means they don't have access to property showing information.
Or current data. They can't do their homework.
Yeah, they were not a subscriber to our lockbox system. So they couldn't look up the home. They couldn't access or open the home. And they're a different county, and they've had their license for 3 months.
Holy cow.
Now,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the people that have their license for 3 months. But here's the issue. If you're talking to somebody who's had their license for 3 months, and you identify that. The next question, once you identify that they're a new agent, are you part of a team? Or tell me about the broker you're working with.
Outstanding advice.
Right? Because, you may have somebody that's in your organization. I don't know whether you don't. It's not important. Who's a brand new agent, right? And if they're working with you and being mentored by you, I'd have no problem working with them.
Sure.
As long as I understand that, hey, there's a mentorship going on here.
Yeah.
It's not like you're hanging your lights with XYZ company. Go get them, Charlie.
Sure, exactly.
Right.
I mean, I was just commenting on Facebook. A child who grew up with our children at school just got his real estate license. Joseph, on January 17th, I pulled him up. I'm really excited for him. And, you know, go get him, Joe. But when you're interviewing agents, ask these types of questions. We all had to start somewhere, but
absolutely.
What are you going to do for me if we run into a wrinkle in the transaction? Do you have a broker who's actively supervising?
Or the question is more succinctly, I'll say it. You will run into a situation. The biggest issue I talked to, there's a lady, I've shared this many times. She's very, very nice lady, comes on the broadcast with me. She's had her broker's license 40 years, been a real estate agent, I think 47 years. She has always an issue with every transaction. It's after 40 years or 45 years, you just know how to navigate those, right? I mean, and I don't know, your experience, come up with that.
There are so many experiences that we've had.
In the last 6 years, mm-hmm. we haven't had enough rain to worry about floods and leaks.
Sure, but we do now.
Right? In the last 6 days, we've had enough to make up for it.
Yeah. And what happens when the physical inspector notices or identifies that the roof is leaking? What do you do? Do you cancel? Do you ask for a price reduction?
What are my options?
You know, which inspector do you call? What merits a mold test? Doesn't? I mean, these are things that you need to learn.
Absolutely. And
you need your agent to know.
Exactly. And they're going to come up. I didn't know that we were going to have all this rain followed by a whole lot of wind. And now you got to just deal with it. Yeah. But you want to have, you're paying the agent good money. It's not really work that they're doing with you today. It's for all that experience that they're bringing to you today. It's the idea is I hear people say, well, look at what their commission is for 2 hours worth of work.
It's more than 2 hours.
Right? But it took you 20 years to get to that
right.
point.
Although if they are only working for 2 hours, then I think you should question that.
Exactly. Amazing information. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. More with Brent Humphrey. When we come back, we'll also talk about some tax tips for millennials. And unfortunately, Brent and I don't fit into that millennial crowd. But we're going to talk about them anyway. You can also reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as a consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, our friends over at Gold Star have all the products: FHA, VA, jumbo loans. I think they're $3 million, something like that. Home equity conversion mortgages, better known as the Tom Selleck reverse mortgage. All of them, they are available from our friends at Gold Star. Give me a call, put you in touch, right people. Crucial tax tips for millennials. This one kind of fits everybody, but we're talking millennials right now. Don't miss the tax deadline. I should ask the question, What is the tax deadline for 2017 filing your tax return, your 2016 return? My guess is that probably 8 out of 10 people are going to get the date wrong. Just a thought. I'm not going to put my friend Brent on the hot seat. But most years, Brent, April 15th.
April 18th
this year.
Yep.
April 18th. And it has to do with holidays, weekends. And there's one state that I think has Patriots Day. I think Massachusetts has Patriots Day. So it changes a little bit. Here's one that millennials will always want to roll to. I am not a fan. Choose the right tax software. My idea of right tax software is maybe ask mom and dad for or a reference of an individual who you can go and see and talk to. Just a thought right there. If you don't know, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with somebody. And quick story, right tax software. I was young once, way, way, way back when. It's actually the last century I was young. And I was sitting across the table from my parents' accountant, and I was a real, real smart person like most. You know, young people in college, I knew everybody just asked me. And I had been in accounting courses. I did my taxes. And my parents' accountant was sitting there, and they said, did you do this? And I said, no. And they said, and I was always an entrepreneur. I had my own businesses, did all this stuff. Did you do that? And I said, no. He gave me like four different questions, and the answer was no, all of them. He says, well, what I just shared with you would have saved you $800. My fee is $175. That was the last time I did my own taxes. Just a thought for you. Write off side expenses. And if you're a side gig, maybe you're driving Uber. Maybe you're going out looking for a job. Maybe you've got some student items. See which one you can write off. Maximize your education tax savings. You might be able to qualify to write off the expenses of your student loan interest. Just a thought. If you don't ask the question, I guarantee you're not going to get the right answer. Inquire about savers credits. There are some tax savers credits areas. Job hunting expenses, resume copies, driving, employment agency fees, certifications, business travel expenses. Block off some time to file your taxes. Double check your calculations. Those are some of the issues. Those are some of the tips for millennials brought to you by our friend over at Gold Star Mortgage in the Word on Wealth segment today. And we're continuing our conversation with some of the deadly tips from our friend Brent Humphrey. Do you want to avoid these when you're buying a house? So we left off, I think, on ethics, Brent. I don't even know if we're going to get on all of them today.
Sure. No, that's fine. Excuse to have me back. Sorry, was that a word on air? So, Ron, you mentioned that it's 18 months to get your license to cut hair in California.
Not my license, but somebody else's.
Sure. 18 months right, to get a license to cut hair in California. 3 months to get a real estate license in California. Guess how long it takes to get a license.
You can't handle the truth.
So 18 months to cut hair, 3 months to become a licensed real estate agent. How long do you think it takes to get your license in California to be a home inspector?
You know, this one always shocks me because California – everything is regulated.
Except home inspectors.
Except home
There's
inspectors.
No licensing requirement. So the answer is 0 minutes, 0 seconds. So how do you know that you can trust the guy or gal who's walking through the home and basically looking it over to make sure you're buying something that's safe and sound?
So they did what I was just talking about in the Word on Wealth segment. Maybe they went and found a piece of software that they can enter the information into and – this is kind of funny, Brent. I use this one all the time because I think this is maybe it's a warped sense of humor.
Warped sense of humor is welcome.
Okay. I could be a home inspector, yet I do not know which side of a screwdriver to use. Right? I mean, think about that. You buy the software. I could go out there and be a home inspector.
Absolutely useless.
And I would be absolutely useless.
Mm-hmm. And irrelevant.
And irrelevant. And it's totally legal.
Yep.
And I charge somebody $400-$500.
Sure.
That's not even regulated.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable.
So, for example, find a home inspector who's a member of a state or a federal, a trade board, basically like, California Real Estate Inspectors Association. It's not a paid ad, but these people pay good money annually. They have a board to whom they're accountable. There are requirements for continuing education, building code changes, et cetera. You want someone who's accountable and knowledgeable when they're looking over your property.
Now, I'm going to go one step further than that because, you know me, Brent, I am very, very lazy. Right? And if I, I love to automate. And my definition of automating is somebody else does it.
Okay.
So here's my theory on that is I'm going to find a great real estate agent, which I can introduce anybody to great real estate agents wherever they are. And if they don't have a home inspector that they're teamed up with, then let me know because I'm not going to be referring them anymore. But I mean, I have three home inspectors.
That means you'll send referrals to me sometimes.
Right. I mean, but yeah. You've got three that way in case there's probably another dozen that have been on one side or the other of transactions.
Oh yeah.
That you can go back and say, you know, something, this one makes sense. This one doesn't make sense. This one messes every transaction we're involved with. This one, I've gotten calls after the fact that something was broken and he didn't spot it.
Yeah. Buyers who I work with love to hear me introduce my home inspectors. Let me introduce you to the deal breaker. And they go, what? It's his job to find every single thing wrong with this house. Now, does every inspector find everything? Of course not. But, you know, you see the blow and go guys. They're in there for 45 minutes and it's a 2,000 square foot home. And then you see the people who are like, could we break for lunch and come back and do the second 3 hours later? I mean, some of them 6-7 hours, these home inspectors. And so you get what you pay for. The next mistake is chintzing on the home inspection, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's finding the cheapest guy that you can possibly find. You know, well, you know, he was 700, but this guy's 250. How much are you spending on this home? 800,000? The extra 550 bucks is worth it.
Sure. And you know something? It would drive me crazy if I spent, you know, $500 for a home inspection. I don't know what home inspections cost.
That's a good number.
So if it costs me $500 for a home inspection and, you know, they're telling me that I've got a broken light switch or something like that, the light switch cover, maybe not even a light switch. Okay, so you know something? Every house is going to have some issues.
Sure.
I just want to go in, you know, with my eyes open. I want to pay somebody the right amount of money, a fair wage, to give me the information so I can make an educated decision.
Sure. Some of them are minor. Some of them are serious.
Right.
But you want the person to find them.
Well, heck, we just were thinking of a property that they had foundation issues. Mm. Right? I mean, and you want to know about that before you close escrow, not after.
Yes, you do.
Right?
That was a concrete observation.
Absolutely. A lot of tension there. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
How about additional inspections, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's going, I had the physical inspection, so now I signed my loan docs, right? Well, you had the physical inspection. There are 37 different types of inspections that we recommend in California on the buyer inspection elections. And every buyer that I work with gets an opportunity to sit down with me and review that and find out what inspections are necessary. We recommend all of them. Mold, great idea.
Sure.
Electrical, plumbing, structural.
And here's the issue is you have to remember that everything isn't happening one step at a time. Just went through this with a listener that I was consulting with, and they said, well, we don't want to have the appraisal inspection done until after the home inspection's done. And I said, okay, that's fine. But make sure your agent has that in your timing because we don't want you to get into an earnest money or a contingency issue.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So sometimes you have to have multiple things happening all at once because you've got only a limited window of opportunity.
You do.
Time for maybe one more.
Okay. So after you've had all inspections, you're going to you're going to draw up a request for repairs. So many times across my listings, a request for repair will come in, you know, such and such, here's what's wrong. Seller to credit buyer, $5,000 closing costs. The first thing that trips my creep meter is suspicion that they just simply want some money or they felt buyer's remorse.
I want money.
I want money too. But when you're negotiating with a seller who's under no obligation to do anything, the first approach that I feel you should take is list everything and ask the seller to make the repair necessary. When the seller says, oh my gosh, I've already moved out. I'd rather just credit the money. All right, let's get some quotes. But when the buyer opens up out of the gate with a request for dollars, it just looks like an opportunity for money. But when you ask for repairs and then plan B is the money, the much higher likelihood of getting that accepted.
Which again takes us back to the very beginning. I can only go full circle here, Brent.
Full circle.
Right back to the very beginning. You need to have a great person representing you. It's a huge transaction. Just a thought right there, and I'll put you in touch with the greats in the area, wherever you're listening to us, we're broadcasting across the country. So give me a call. I'll put you in touch with great people in your area. If I don't know them, somebody that I know certainly does know. They set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today, and, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.